We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Lee Comp Park in beautiful Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. This afternoon, it's the series finale of a six-game set between the Blue Jays and the Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Larry Larson in with you. Glad you're making us a part of your Memorial Day weekend. Series at stake today. If Bradenton wins it, they win the series. If the Blue Jays win it, they earn a split here this week. It's been a tumultuous week of sorts for the Jays. However, they've got a chance for the split today after a win last night. Final score last night, 6-3 for the Jays. Highlights include a 4-for-5 outing from Alexis Hernandez. Had a solo homer in the second inning and a 2-RBI double in the seventh inning. That was the reason why the Blue Jays won. Blue Jays rallied for 3 runs in that seventh to win 6-3. In that seventh inning, Christian Feliz had the go-ahead RBI single, and that put the Blue Jays ahead before Hernandez had that 2-RBI double that gave the Jays some breathing room. So it was certainly an exciting one last night. It's been a lot of close games all week long here at Lee Comp Park. Let's get you set for today's ball game with the pitching matchup. It features a lefty for Bradenton, Connor Oliver, against the right-hander for the Jays in Gage Stanifer. First for Oliver, this is just his second start. The 6'2", 170-pound lefty was pretty recently acquired by the Pirates from Kansas City, where he was drafted last year. Oliver's last outing was his first start of the year. He went 4 innings, allowed 2 earned runs on 2 hits, striking out 5 without walking a batter. Oliver overall this season in 7 appearances, again, just one of them starts. A 5.59 ERA in 19 and a third innings of work. He struck out 22 while walking 9. So Connor Oliver goes today for Bradenton. He'll be opposed by Gage Stanifer, the right-hander for the Jays. Stanifer making his 5th start of the season here today. His last 2 starts have been good. 7 innings, just 1 earned run across those 2 starts. Before that, it was a little rough. So Stanifer's numbers overall, 6.94 ERA in 4 games started, 11 and 2/3 innings. I think the goal for him today is going to be going 5 innings. He's certainly capable of that. Last time out against Jupiter, he struck out 6 in 4 innings of work. So that's the pitching matchup today. The righty Stanifer for the Jays, the lefty Oliver for the Marauders. For more on pitching, our pregame guest today is Irv Carter. We had a really fun chat with Irv talking about how his failures last year fueled his success this year, how he went about recovering from last year, battled some injuries, and also how his dad's career relates to his career. And his dad is not a baseball player. We'll let you tune in for the interview to hear more about it. So here's Irv. We're now joined on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show by Irv Carter, bullpen pitcher here for the Jays. Irv, you've been red hot lately. Got to have you on the pregame show. You leave me no choice. Strong outing yesterday, 2 scoreless innings. What has gone into your success here lately?
See, just trusting my stuff and, knowing that I have good stuff in the zone and really just trusting my work ethic. You know, I think it all goes into last offseason, taking a little different approach and, we're just working my ass off for 4.5 straight months, just knocking down some things I wanted to accomplish. And, I felt really, really good coming into this year. Body felt good. Mind felt great. And, I'm just glad to, have the start I'm having right now, but I'm a long way from done.
Totally. And you mentioned last year and over the off season. Last year, struggles on the field, but also with injuries, yep. A long year for you. Yeah. What exactly did you work on over the off season to really turn it around here this year so far?
I think a lot of people, go towards the physical side of the game, but I think a lot of it for me was on the mental side of the game. You know, I've always been, you know, talented. I mean, ever since I was 10 years old playing this game and always coming up and playing big tournaments and on Team USA and, you know, this and that. But, you know, when you get to pro ball, it's a whole different animal, you know. So I really, you know, took a different approach this offseason and just to really just get more on the mental side and really just knock down some things in my game that I want to improve. You know, I knew that, you know, staying on the field was a big thing. I had two injuries last year, so I just wanted to hone in those things and, you know, work. I'm kind of like my weak links and try to get those modified. And, you know, I really, really give a lot of credit to the people I worked with in St. Louis. We did a lot of great work up there. So I was really, really happy and glad that, you know, the work I did is paying off right now.
It 100% is. And you mentioned the mental game. I think that's something that's received a lot more attention here lately. One thing that's really noticeable about your routine is your visualization on the mound before days that you pitch. Yeah. Take me through how that helps you and what exactly you do during that process.
Yeah, I mean, so my dad's my best friend. So we talk every day, multiple times a day. And about baseball, we talk all the time. So my dad, he was a captain for UPS for over 30 years, flying Boeing 767. So, I mean, he's as visual as a guy as you get. So we always talk about, you know, just being visual and kind of chair flying before the game starts and, you know, just kind of, you know, preparing for good things to happen and also preparing for bad things to happen. So I think, you know, when you prepare yourself and put yourself in uncomfortable situations, when those uncomfortable situations happen, it's not as uncomfortable. So, you know, it was just a great thing to start doing that this year. He always talked to me about it, but, you know, I finally put my foot down and started doing it, and that is also helped me a lot of my game so far.
That's really, really cool how, you know, baseball flying kind of overlap. I don't think people would expect that connection, but that's pretty neat. You know, one thing I've noticed about you in reading articles, you know, even before I met you is, you know, you've taken things in stride, even though maybe last year didn't go how you would have liked it. There have been outings this year that didn't go how you liked it. You've always been in a great mood. How do you use that, maybe failure or, you know, some setbacks as motivation?
Yeah, I view it as, you know, I want to play until I'm 40 years old. I know that's a big goal to set out, but, I mean, I love the sport of baseball. I don't really see myself doing anything else. So I knew that I had to, you know, just kind of make some changes. And I knew that, you know, that everyone goes through failure. You know, if you're 18, 19, 20 years old, or if you're 35 in the big leagues, you know, guys go through failure. It's a matter of time of when. And, you know, that happened for me last year. And, you know, I'm very thankful for that to happen to me because, I mean, I've learned so much from that. And, you know, I don't really look at it as a failure. I really just look at it as lessons, you know. And the lesson I learned last year, I'm, you know, just taking a whole different approach this year. And, you know, I'm just glad to be doing the things I'm doing. And, you know, my routines are down-packed as they've ever been, you know. And I also really give a big credit to, you know, just to the org and, you know, my pitcher coaches over here that have just trusted me tremendously and, you know, have just been trying to get me better and better each time I go out. So a big credit and kudos goes out to them.
One thing that we talked about before your last outing was you kind of changed your setup from the stretch, from that high set to a low set.
Yeah.
Walk me through that change.
Yeah, man, I mean, I don't like to make a lot of changes. You know, I like to make some tiny tweaks.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah. I mean, some tiny tweaks here and there, but, you know, it was, you know, I was doing it, and I felt great doing it. I was doing it in all spring training. I was in more of a stretch, a modified stretch, just to, you know, have less movements on the mound and just have one motion. And, I just kept doing it, and I felt good doing it, but sometimes when guys would get on base, on second base, I would kind of have my arm near my ear, and when I would turn back to look at him, I would just kind of hit myself with a glove. So I was like, you know what, this has to be a little modified. So I kind of went back to what I was doing my first year when I got with the Jays, and, you know, just my hybrid wind up, and I just kind of slowed it down a little bit just, you know, to get my balance. And really, ever since I switched back to that, I really just felt like myself. And, you know, I mean, even growing up, I would do, you know, some things on timing and stuff like that. And I've kind of chilled it down a little bit now. I mean, I still bring it out like every once in a while. But, you know, at that position, I feel most comfortable. And, you know, I'm feeling in a real, real, real good spot right now.
You mentioned a few moments ago you've been playing this game for a long time. When did you realize that baseball was something that you could do as a profession rather than just a hobby?
I think 13 years old, 13 going on to 14. You know, I played a lot of perfect game tournaments growing up and a lot of travel ball and stuff like that. But I think when I made the jump at 14, there was a tournament I was in, just a little backstory. I was in a perfect game tournament playing in Fort Myers, and I was 14 years old. And, you know, that day I felt a little better than others, and I topped out at 87. And then, yeah, I was committed to my dream college, University of Miami, 2 weeks later. So, I mean, when that happened, I was like, you know, I think I have a good future in this game, you know. So, you know, as the year just went on and went on, you know, it's just coming more of a possibility.
You know, take me through that decision to sign professionally, obviously drafted in the fifth round in 2021. You know, some guys talk about how difficult that decision is. Obviously, the dream is to play pro ball. What was that decision like for you?
It was tough. It was tough, man. I mean, Miami was my dream school, and I was, you know, very, very close on going to that college, man. They have a great team, a great coaching staff. But, I mean, I knew I was ready. I've been homeschooled since I was in the sixth grade, and I've kind of, you know, always wanted to be a pro. And I took that step when I was a sixth grader because I knew I wanted to be in the position that I'm at now. And I knew when my name was called, I was fully ready to go, and really there was no looking back. So once they called my name, I was like, you know, I'm a Toronto Blue Jay and more than happy to be here.
100%. Now, with you, this is, you know, your second full season here with the DJs. What advice do you have for some of the younger guys on this group, being that you've been battle-tested now at this level, and some other guys in the clubhouse, not so much. What do you tell them?
It's bound to come. You know, no matter how good you are or how bad you are, you know, it's going to come. You know, it might not come when you expect it, just how, you know, all my year went last year. I just didn't expect that to happen. And, you know, you just come out of it and you're just like, you know what? Like, I'm going to be in this game for a long time. And, you know, if this game was easy, then everybody would play it. And, you know, I think for young players growing up, I think you need to learn failure and you need to be exposed to failure. I mean, last year was the first year I kind of dealt with failure my whole life of playing baseball since I was 9 years old. So, you know, when you have, you know, 10 plus years of always playing good baseball and you have that 1 year, you know, you kind of doubt yourself. You kind of start to question yourself and ask yourself, am I right for this, or am I in the right spot, or if I should have went to college? And, you know, those thoughts come in your mind because you're a human being, but, you know, those thoughts can't stay in your mind. And, you know, you have to find a way to get out of it and know who you are and know why you're in the position that you're in. And I knew that. I knew I'm here for a reason, and I'm glad to be finally showing that.
100%. Irv Carter, that's some sage advice. Appreciate your time, and best of luck next week.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you, brother.
That was one of the Blue Jays pitchers last night, Irv Carter, who's had a great month. Great to see his success, and great to hear a little bit of insight on his success this year on today's Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Thanks to Irv for taking the time. How about that comparison between flying a jet and pitching? That's a fun one. Let's get you the starting lineups for today's series finale between the DJs and the Marauders, starting with the visitors, the Blue Jays. Manny Beltre will lead off today, playing third base. Juan Helaponte will bat second and play right field. Victor Arias hits third tonight. He's out in center. Edward Duran will bat cleanup and do the catching for Gage Stanifer. Alexis Hernandez is the DH after a four-hit game yesterday, batting fifth. Tucker Thomann will hit sixth and play the sixth spot in the field, shortstop. Bryce Arnold will play second base and bat seventh. Christian Feliz hits eighth today, playing first base. And Gene Joseph rounds it out, batting ninth and playing left field. Those are the DJs. These are the Bradenton Marauders. It starts with Kiner Delgado leading off and playing shortstop. Omar Alfonso back in the lineup today, batting second and doing the catching. Eddie Rodriguez is out in right, batting third. Axial Plaz is the first baseman, batting cleanup. Shailene Polanco is out in left, hitting fifth. As Merlin Valdez will DH and bat sixth. Solomon Maguire, the Aussie, is out in center, hitting seventh. Javier Rivas is over at third base, batting eighth. And Wesley Zapata will bat ninth and play second base. We've got first pitch coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Thanks for joining us for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Welcome back to Bradenton. We're just about set for the series finale between the DJs and the Bradenton Marauders. Series currently stands at 3-2 in favor of Bradenton. After the Blue Jays won last night, they do have a chance to earn the series split here this afternoon. They'll square off against Connor Oliver, the Illinois native, a left-hander, 22 years old, stands at 6'2", 170. Acquired by the Pirates back on just April 24th. He takes a big, deep breath behind the mound before striding onto the rubber. He'll square off against Manny Beltre to open the ball game. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. First pitch to Manny on the way. And misses up and outside, and we are underway at 12:02 Eastern Time. Glad you're with us on your Sunday holiday weekend here in the States. Maybe you're joining us from Canada. 1-0. Misses high and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Of course, last weekend was a holiday weekend up north, but here in the States, that's this weekend. Beltre went 0-for-4 last night, but he did draw a walk to extend his on-base streak. 2-0. That's a called strike on a changeup. 2-1. Manny batting in a narrow stance from the right side. Has an on-base streak of 11. The wind and toss. Beltre pops it up out of play, first base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bradenton in their home whites today. Marauders across the chest in that Pittsburgh Pirates-style lettering. Black lettering, gold trim. Black numbers, gold trim with black caps. Blue Jays in their blue alternates again today. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got a win in them last night, so they're back in them today with the gray pants and blue caps. 2-2. Beltre hops it foul, third base line, and the battle continues till 2-2. Beltre having a good month after a slower April, batting average right around 270 here this month. Overall this season, 253 and 40 games played. Tied for the team high with 40 played. Tied with Joan Helaponte. He's batting second. Now the next 2-2. Beltre takes down and away on a fastball at 90. Runs it full, 3-2. Beltre, the type of guy that can really play anywhere in the order, including leadoff. Trying to reach to start the game here. Payoff pitch. Beltre swings and foul tips it into Omar Alfonso's mitt. He's down on strikes to open the ball game. So the bases are empty for Joan Helaponte. We've got no score, just getting started. Game time temperature today, 87 degrees under clear, bright, sunny skies. Enough to make you squint here at high noon. First pitch to Aponte. He takes high. On a cut fastball, 83. That cutter a little bit closer to an off-speed offering than a fastball. That's the thing about the cutter. 1-0, Aponte with a big swing and a foul back. Fastball at 90 there. 1-1. Depending on the pitcher, the cutter can be more like a slider or a fastball. It appears that Oliver's cutter is a little bit more like a slider. He reads the sign from Alfonso into his motion, the pitch. Aponte takes outside. 2-1. Aponte had last night off, a rare day off for him. He's had a tough week, 2-for-17, after a good week last week, 8-for-19. That's baseball for you. The 2-1. Aponte jumps out of the way as a fastball misses near the shoot tops. 3-1. Aponte hitting much better at home than on the road. And that has contributed to his batting average sticking right around 220. He's hitting just 179 on the road, whereas at home he's hitting 273 with an OPS well over 800. On the road, that OPS is well below average at 586. 3-1. A swing and a foul tip. Runs it full, 3-2. Richie Arredondo is calling balls and strikes today while Pedro Torres is in the field. Oliver, the long-haired lefty, kicks and deals the payoff. And Aponte swings over a curveball. The hook sets him down. That's back-to-back strikeouts to open the ball game for Connor Oliver. Just getting underway, top of the first, no score. Nobody on for Victor Arias. Vic gets a lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Blue Jays as a team have not fared particularly well against lefties, hitting just 210 as a group. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Fastball at 90, and it's 0-1. Arias went 1-for-3 last night with a double. Ended up scoring the go-ahead run in the seventh inning. Started that seventh with a two-bagger. 0-1. He takes low and outside. 1-1. And if you've joined us throughout the week and throughout the month, you know that Vic has been struggling here this month, but that's the thing. It always seems like he has a good AB, reaches on a walk, maybe picks up a hit in the big spots. 1-1. Arias drives it into center, sends McGuire back. He's under it and makes the catch to end a 1-2-3 top of the first for the Jays. Dunedin goes down in order. After a half, it's the Jays nothing. The Marauders coming up next with Gage Staniford starting on the bump today on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. The 20-year-old righty, Gage Staniford, has just wrapped up his warm-up tosses as we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Blue Jays and the Marauders in the series finale on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Bradenton. Staniford with a fastball that reaches up to 94, comes into this one with a 6.94 ERA and 4 starts. Working from the windup against Kiner Delgado, first pitch. Misses up and in, and it hit him. Fastball at 92, glanced Delgado on the front shoulder. His helmet flew off in the process, but it looks like he's all right, thankfully. And with one pitch, the Marauders have the first base runner of the ball game. So that brings up Omar Alfonso. Blue Jays got a reprieve from this duo last night, Delgado and Alfonso. Neither of them started. Delgado did come on as a pinch hitter, the team's two best hitters. First pitch to Alfonso, fouled off behind home plate. And it's 0-1. Alfonso had yesterday off. So far this season, he's batting 270. He's had a good week. Stanford with a quick move. A throw over to first is low and late. It's 0-1. Wind is blowing out to center, but ever so slightly. Certainly not as much as we've seen throughout the week in the evening games. 0-1. Lefty Alfonso takes in on the hands. Called strike. And it's 0-2. Stanford throws a fastball changeup slider combo. His fastball has some sinking motion to it. Here's the 0-2 as Delgado fakes towards second. Pitch misses outside. One ball, two strikes. When Stanford's fastball is a little straighter and doesn't have as much sink, closer to a four seam, that means trouble for him. 1-2. A swing and a miss from Alfonso. Swung out of his shoes. On a sinking fastball at 91 for out number one. Brings up Eddie Rodriguez with Delgado on first. No score. Bottom of the first. Stanford throws over to first, and it's low and late again. Delgado back in with a head first slide. His white uniform already dirtied up, caked in almost black dirt here on the infield at Lee Comp Park. First pitch, Rodriguez with a wave and a miss on a slider, and it's 0-1. So Stanford throws the fastball over 50% of the time. When it's that straighter fastball, opponents hit it hard over 80% of the time. 0-1, Delgado slips off first base, and a pump fake back towards first. He's back in standing, no throw. Looks like Delgado was maybe trying to go, but couldn't get any traction. Wheels were spinning. Stanford's slider, probably his best pitch. Opponents hitting under 200 against it. Draws a swing and a miss over 43% of the time. 1-1, misses up. Two balls, one strike. Gage had a very productive outing his last time out. Four innings, six strikeouts against Jupiter. Part of the Blue Jays' win last Sunday. 2-1. Looping, swing and a miss on a good slider on the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes. Delgado a good runner. Over at first, he swiped seven bags. Stanford first sets at the belt, gives a look over at Delgado, and now deals home. And Rodriguez comes up empty on the slide piece again. Back-to-back strikeouts for Stanford. There's two down with Delgado still on first base for Axial Plaz. Axial Plaz, his name almost spelled like you'd think it was pronounced Axel. Righty on righty. And the first pitch misses up. 1-0. No score, bottom one. Axial, spelled A-X-I-E-L. Plaz, P-L-A-Z. A fun one. Stanford with another throw over to first, and for the third time it's low. Feliz with a reaching grab over there. Blue Jays defense across the infield from third to first. It's Beltre at the hot corner, Toman at short, Arnold at second, and Feliz over at first. Duran doing the catching today. In the outfield from left to right, Joseph Arias and Aponte. 1-0, there goes Delgado, and the pitch is chopped foul. Boy, he's getting his steps in over at first. A lot of fakes. Then he finally goes, and now he has to head back. One ball, one strike. Fans still filing in here at Lee Comp Park. Lighter Sunday crowd compared to a crowd over 1,000 last night. Good energy in the ballpark. 1-1. Plaz takes down and away. Two balls, one strike. Looks like the majority of the fans are sitting on the first base side behind the home dugout. Under the awning. Who could blame them on a hot Sunday? 2-1. Plaz with a wave and a miss. There goes Delgado. Throw down. They got him. Edward Duran with a laser beam down to second base. He catches Delgado stealing, and Gage Staniford faces the minimum in the bottom of the first. We're on to the second. No score. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Both teams go down in the minimum in the first inning, so we go to the second. No score. And game 6 of 6 here this week between Bradenton and the DJs. Blue Jays win today. They salvage a series split. They took the opener, then lost 3 straight, and then won last night. Duran, Hernandez, and Toman here, 4-5-6 for the Jays against Connor Oliver. Duran, the cleanup man today. First pitch to him. Misses high and outside. For ball one, Duran, the catcher, had last night off, batting .255 this year in 28 games. Bats in a slightly open stance, waits on the 1-0, and he drills it deep down the left field line, hooking towards the pole. It's foul. Duran just out in front of an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball, one strike. Edwards still waiting on his first home run. I know it's in the back of his mind. 1-1 pitch. Edward takes a called strike at the knees. It's 1-2. He told me last week he has a call in mind for me when he hits his first homer, so we'll keep that in the back pocket. The 1-2. Duran lays off a back foot curveball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Where Edward hasn't exactly hit for power, he's made up for it by just getting on base. 378 OBP. He's walked more than he struck out. 2-2. He swings over a curveball for strike three. Third strikeout for Connor Oliver here through an inning and a third. And here's Alexis Hernandez. Blue Jays riding the hot hand with Alexis. Went 4-for-5 last night with a homer and 3 RBIs. First pitch to the righty. He takes up for a ball. He's homered here in the second inning in 2 straight games. He didn't have a homer in his first 27 games. The 1-0 pitch. Hernandez takes a curve upstairs. 2 balls, no strikes. So Alexis, with that four-hit day yesterday, boosted his batting average from 169 to 205 on the year. 2-0. He watches a fastball sail upstairs. 3 balls, no strikes. Alexis acquired by the Blue Jays over the offseason in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft from the Bo Sox. 3-0. He takes all the way and takes a called strike. No. Misses upstairs. It's a ball. Hard to tell from our perspective, but no called strikes from Richie Arredondo, and it's a 4-pitch walk for Alexis Hernandez. So the Blue Jays have their first base runner on ahead of Tucker Thomann. Lefty on lefty here. And the first pitch. Thomann takes a swing and a miss on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. We're scoreless, top of the second inning. Thomann went 0-4 last night with four strikeouts, but he did draw a walk. Keep his on-base streak alive. Long pause from Oliver and the pitch. Thomann reaches out and waves and misses on a cutter. That one at 86, and it's 0-2. Tucker has reached base in nine straight games. That's a season long for him. Rests the bat on his shoulder, now settles into his stance. The 0-2. Thomann chops it down to first, plows to the bag for one, throw to second, hits Alexis. So he's safe. He stays put at second base, rubbing the back of his head. And it looks like Matt Von Romer, third base coach, is going to go out to check on him. Alexis says, I'm good, I'm good. So Thomann retired three unassisted for out number two, but Hernandez moves up into scoring position for Bryce Arnold. Blue Jays trying to strike first for the third straight game. Bryce played last night. First pitch to the righty. He takes called strike on a fastball on the outside black, and it's 0-1. Arnold went 0-4, but he did draw a walk. So he's walked a ton here this week. That was his sixth. A one pitch. Arnold pops it foul, first base side, out of play. And it's quickly 0-2. Scoreless game, top of the second inning. Arnold could change that with a hit. Hernandez, a good runner off second base. Bryce comes into this one, hitting 184 in 35 games. 0-2 pitch. Arnold pulls it towards the hole at third, but Rivas scoops it up. The third baseman fires over to first in time, where Plaz stretches up the line to make the play, and the inning is over. Blue Jays strained Alexis Hernandez on second base after a walk. We've still got no score going to the home second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Plaz, Polanco, and Valdez against Gage Stanifer here in the bottom of the second inning as we're scoreless. Series finale on this Sunday. First pitch to Plaz is popped up the opposite way, fading towards the corner and right. Aponte is under it in fair ground. He makes the catch. One pitch, one out. F9 for Oxiel Plaz. And here's Shailene Polanco. Polanco went 0-5 with a strikeout last night after he homered on Friday. A lot of power, a lot of strikeouts for the lefty. First pitch misses in. 1-0. Change up that time from Stanifer. Blanco, the Pirates' 15th-ranked prospect, according to the pipeline, swings and misses. 1-1. Blanco hitting just 148, but he does have 4 homers. The wind in the 1-1. He watches a fastball miss upstairs. 2-1. Polanco is just one of 14 position players in all of baseball per MLB pipeline. 2-1. Swing and a miss. On a high fastball. Makes it 2-2. One of just 14 players in all of baseball per the pipeline to get an above average grade in both power and tools and run tools. So he's got power and speed. 2-2. A swing and a miss on a fastball. No power there. Stanifer wins the battle for his third strikeout. And he's faced the minimum through an inning and two-thirds. So here's Esmerlin Valdez. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch, called strike at the knees on a slider. And it's 0-1. Both teams have 3 challenges here with the challenge system today. 0-1. Valdez takes a breaking ball outside that time. 1-1. Valdez went 2-for-3 last night with a walk and a strikeout in Bradenton's loss. 1-1 has popped up high in the air to left, and it's foul. Clanks off the grandstand roof. A youngster was camped under it. Looks up, realizes it's not going to come down, and now he sprints towards the concourse trying to track it down. I'm afraid it trickled into the street. So no souvenir, at least quite yet. The pitch. A swing and a miss on a nasty slider downstairs from Stanifer. He paces off the mound with a 1-2-3 second inning. Stanifer has 4 punch-outs through 2 scoreless. And we're through 2 full. No score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with the Dunedin Blue Jays. As June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. It's a pitcher's duel early here at Leacom Park. No score through 2. The top of the third, the Blue Jays will send up 8-9-1. Feliz, Joseph, and Manny Beltre, starting with the slugger, Christian Feliz. Blue Jays leader with 8 homers. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup for him here. The wind in the first offer from Oliver. Splits the plate on a fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Feliz went 1-for-4 last night. His only hit was a big one. On one pitch, Christian chases a 58-footer. A curveball that skipped well out in front of the plate. The good news for Christian, he's got one more strike to work with. It's 0-2. Oliver gazes in for the sign. The 0-2 pitch. Feliz taps it foul. He stays alive. So Christian's only hit last night was an RBI single that put the Blue Jays ahead for good in the top of the seventh inning. They went on to win 6-3. Next 0-2. A swing and a miss on a high fastball. Oliver challenged him, and he wins that battle. His fourth strikeout, and there's one away for Gene Joseph. Bases empty, top of the third, no score. Gene Joseph had the night off last night. He's had a tough week here on the road. Just 2-for-18 with 7 strikeouts. First pitch, he squares to bunt and pulls back, or did he? Yes, he did on the appeal. Pedro Torres says he held up. Joseph with excellent speed, also has some good pop, 3 home runs. The wind in the 1-0. Swing and a miss from Joseph. 1-1. Gene batting .226 in 23 games played. Didn't start the season with the DJs, but he's quickly become a staple. 1-1. Misses low and in. 2-1. Came in, made a quick impression. So this week he hasn't done great at the plate, but he's made an impact in the field. Had an excellent catch back on Friday night that kept the Blue Jays in the driver's seat at least temporarily before Bradenton eventually came back and scored 3 times in the bottom of the 8th to win by 1. Count is 2-1 on Gene. Oliver twists and deals. Check swing from Joseph on a high fastball. He held up. 3-1. Joseph has batted leadoff primarily recently, but today he's the wraparound guy batting 9. 3-1 pitch. Joseph slaps it the opposite way into right for a base knock. Nice piece of hitting from Gene Joseph. Got a fastball out over the heart of the plate. Went the opposite way, sent it past Wesley Zapata at second. And the Blue Jays have their first hit of the ball game. Brings up the top of the order in Manny Beltre. We're scoreless, top of the third. Oliver working from the stretch. Manny struck out swinging after a long battle in the first AB of the ball game. First pitch. Beltre jumps out of the way of a changeup that misses low and in, and it's 1-0. Oliver, a well-traveled pitcher, even though he's only just 22 years old. He sets at the belt and throws. And Beltre pops it up on the infield towards first. Plaz calls for it. Now he's called off by Zapata. And the second baseman makes the catch. Plaz said, I got it. And then Zapata says, no, I got it. And Beltre's retired for out number 2. Brings up Joan Helaponte. Struck out swinging in the first. Blue Jays trying to strike first. No score, top 3. Joseph still over at first. So Oliver was a college guy. He played at 4 different schools. Time is called and a pitch timer violation is called on Oliver. So it's 1-0 on Aponte. So Oliver opened his career at Arkansas Pine Bluff for his freshman season. He's a native of Illinois. Must have decided that was a little bit too far. 1-0. Ponte with a swing and a miss. 1-1. So Oliver transferred a little bit closer to home at Wabash Valley Community College in Mount Carmel, Illinois, close to the border with Indiana. 1-1 pitch. Ponte takes fastball upstairs. 2-1. He played 1 season there and then transferred to TCU. Played 1 season with the Horned Frogs, only made 9 appearances. His 2-1. Ponte takes just a touch inside on a changeup, makes it 3-1. Then Oliver transferred. And hold on, as the call has been challenged by Bradenton. The call is reversed, so now 2-2 on Aponte. Oliver trying to strain Joseph over on first. His 2-2 pitch. Aponte takes upstairs, and that's ball three. Now the count is full. Then Oliver transferred one more time and wrapped up his collegiate career at Miami, Ohio. You know, they always say fourth transfer's the charm. That appeared to be the case for Oliver. Career best 3.89 ERA in that final season. Payoff pitch misses inside just barely. Oliver was on his way off the mound. He thought it was strike three, but Aponte works a walk. So Joseph up to second base. Aponte aboard for Victor Arias. And Omar Alfonso heads out to the mound to try and settle down Oliver. We're scoreless, top of the third, but Arias can change that with a base knock here. Joseph, a good runner on second base. So to wrap up on Oliver, it's almost fitting that he was drafted by the Royals and then traded last month, so he's already pitched in two organizations. That's how it goes, and all things considered, there's a lot of complaining about the transfer portal in college these days, but it's a necessary thing for athletes. First pitch to Arias, fouled straight back into the screen that protects the press box. If the screen wasn't there, that probably would have clocked me. 0-1. Arias batting in an open stance from the left side. The set and the pitch. Arias lines it into shallow left, down for a knock. Joseph waves around third as Shailene Polanco can't field the ground ball. Now Aponte dashes home. He scores standing, and the Blue Jays strike first. It'll be an RBI single for Victor Arias in all likelihood. And then an error on Shailene Polanco that allows two runs to score. Thank you very much. 2-0 in the third. There's Arias again, putting the ball in play in a big spot. We talked about that in his first at-bat. Holds true there. So Joseph scores from second. Aponte scores from first. And a pitch timer violation is called on Duran to make it 0-1. Arredondo calling the pitch timer very tight here early in this game. 0-1 pitch. Duran drills it out to deep left. Polanco on the run. It's over his head, and it's off the wall. Arias walks home, and Duran cruises into second with an RBI double. Make it 3-0 in the third for the Jays. Duran got a fastball, lower half of the zone, turned on it. And he collects RBI number 10 this year. Brings up Alexis Hernandez. He's been red hot, worked a walk his first time in the second inning. First pitch. Hernandez with a wave and a miss on a changeup. And it's 0-1. Duran, a good mover for a catcher, and time is called by Hernandez. He paces out of the box. Looks like the wind has started to pick up out in center, blowing the American flag, the Florida flag, and the Bradenton flag. Black and gold on the right side of the green batter's eye. 0-1 to Alexis. Swing and a miss. On a changeup. He's behind 0-2. So we'll see the official scoring on that play with Arias. He gets one RBI. I think that's the correct call. So credited for the RBI, Gene Joseph scoring. 0-2 pitch misses in. One ball, two strikes. All three of the Blue Jays runs here scoring with two outs. Single for Marius. Driving in Joseph and Aponte. Then the error on Polanco on that same play. And the RBI double from Duran. The pitch is pulled foul. Third base side into the tarp. One ball, two strikes still. Hernandez, after his two big nights, just looks a lot more comfortable at the plate. And now Duran is taking off for third. Nobody's covering, and he slides in safely. What a heads-up play from Edward Duran. Saw that Rivas was well off the bag. And Oliver, the lefty facing first base, didn't realize until it was too late. No throw. So the 1-2. Hernandez pops it up high in the air, down the line and left. Polanco in fair territory camps under it and makes the catch. And the inning is over. But not before the Blue Jays rally for three runs with two outs. An RBI single from Victor Arias that turns into three bases thanks to an error on Polanco. Scores two. And then an RBI double from Edward Duran makes it 3-0. As we go to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Jays righty Gage Stanifer now pitching with a 3-0 lead. As we go to the bottom of the third inning, Blue Jays scored three runs with two outs in the top half. Gage at 24 pitches through two. We'll face the lower third of the Marauders order here. McGuire, Rivas, and Zapata. Starting with the Aussie, Solomon McGuire. First pitch to him. Called strike on a fastball. And it's 0-1. McGuire did not play last night. Played a few games here this week. Series finale of a six-game set today. 0-1. Swing and a miss. He was out in front of the changeup. Quickly 0-2. McGuire rocks his bat back and forth from the left side. 0-2 pitch is popped up towards third. Beltre, the third baseman, shades into foul ground. Backpedals and makes the catch. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Started to take off on him. But he put it away for out number one. Here's Rivas. Rivas went 1-for-4 last night. He struck out three times. He's been prone to the punch out so far this year. Righty on righty, first offer, wave and a miss. Stanifer elevating the fastball at 92, and it's 0-1. Rivas at 6'6", 165 pounds from the right side, 0-1. Misses outside by a touch. Blue Jays wanted a challenge. They did not challenge it. One ball, one strike. Stanifer into his motion, the pitch. Rivas flies it into right, sends Aponte back, a step in front of the warning track. He puts the squeeze on it. Two fly ball outs for two quick outs for Gage Stanifer in the third. Blue Jays leading 3-0. And here's Wesley Zapata. Zapata played last night, went 1-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. He was pinch hit for by Keiner Delgado late in the game. Switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch to him. He squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes a strike. It's 0-1. The Marauders have squared a ton this week, but I don't think they've gotten one bunt down. 0-1. Misses inside. One ball, one strike. Stander for at 30 pitches. If he can get out of this inning right here, he'd be in really good shape pitch count-wise. 1-1. Zapata fouls it back. Over the press box, out of the ballpark. One ball and two strikes. Stanifer hasn't worked more than four innings. Last week, his four innings of one-run ball set a new season high against Jupiter with six strikeouts. Building on that outing here today. He's looked sharp. Here's his 1-2 to Zapata. Misses up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Stanifer, a native of Indianapolis area. 2-2. Zapata takes a called strike three, but he wants a challenge. And the call is upheld. Gage Stanifer works a 1-2-3 third inning. He has faced the minimum the first time through the order with five punch-outs on the side. We go to the fourth. Blue Jays lead 3-0. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays on top, 3-0 as we move to the fourth in the series finale on a sunny Sunday afternoon in Bradenton. Connor Oliver back out to face Tucker Thoman. First pitch to him, misses upstairs. Tucker ducks out of the way. And it's 1-0. Oliver working from the stretch here. Winds and fires. And Thoman takes a curveball. That time it curved into the zone. So it's 1-1. Tucker grounded out his first time down to the first baseman, Plaz. 1-1 pitch. He bloops it into shallow left. Polanco sprinting in, and it dumps down in front of him for a base knock. Thoman stops at first with a leadoff single. His on-base streak reaches 10 games. Brings up Bryce Arnold. Bryce 0-for-1 with a ground out. Blue Jays lead 3-0. Top of the fourth. First pitch to Bryce. Misses high and outside, and it's 1-0. Earlier this week, Arnold belted his second homer of the season, and highlight got posted on the Dunedin Blue Jays Twitter account. Arnold's got quite the following. 1-0. Misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Mostly made up of Campbell Camel fans. came out of the woodwork, blew up the tweet. Arnold is a great college player for the Camels. 1-0. He takes a fastball up. He checks his swing. Did not go on the appeal. Three balls, no strikes. Bryce was an All-American in his final season with Campbell. Oliver settled into the windup briefly. He had to step off with a man on first base. You almost never see that. 3-0. Arnold takes a called strike on the outside edge, and it's 3-1. Arnold hit 310 with an OPS near 1,000 in three seasons with the Camels. And Oliver throws over to first to check on Tome, and he's back in standing. So those All-American honors, somewhat ironic for Arnold, considering that he's a native of Canada. Hails from Hamilton, Ontario. Grew up a Jays fan. 3-1. Bryce leans out of the way of a fastball that misses up and in, and he's got his seventh walk of the series. Toman up to second base. Arnold aboard for Christian Feliz, who walks up to Feliz Navidad. First time we've heard that in any road ballpark this year. Lefty on lefty matchup. RBI chance for Christian. Blue Jays lead 3-0, top of the fourth. First pitch. A slow curveball. Hooks in there at 75. Called strike in a 2-1. Looks like a big right-hander warming up out in the Marauders' bullpen. Feliz at 6'5 in an upright stance from the left side. Waits for the 0-1. And he swings and misses. Back-to-back curveballs. Steady diet of hooks from Oliver, and it's 0-2. Fully struck out swinging last inning. Blue Jays scored three times last inning with two outs to take this lead. Now looking for more. 0-2 to Christian. He swings and misses on a curveball in the dirt. He's down on strikes for the first out of the inning. See if Oliver stays on here. Non-lefty on lefty matchup, and that will be it. For Connor Oliver, Jim Horner, the manager, trots up the steps, paces out to the mound, and he calls for the right-hander out of the pen. Of the details on the righty, when we come back, Blue Jays lead 3-0. They've got two on with one out. In the fourth inning, trying to grow that lead here in the series finale, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. New pitcher is Garrett McMillan. The Alabama native takes over for the Illinoisan Connor Oliver. Oliver leaves the ball game, responsible for men on first and second base. One out, top of the fourth. Blue Jays on top, 3-0. All three of those runs were earned last inning. McMillan, the big and burly right-hander, has a 3.12 ERA and 17 and a thirds innings of work. So a good ERA. Despite that, opponents hitting 3.43 against him. So they've had a pretty high level of success in terms of bat on ball. It's Gene Joseph here with men on first and second. Righty on righty, first pitch. Joseph flies it into left center. Polanco over, so is McGuire, the center fielder. He makes the catch. Both runners fake a tag, and they retreat. And Joseph is set down for out number two. Here's Manny Beltre, top of the Blue Jays' order, started the third time through. DJ's three. Bradenton nothing. Time called. McMillan says, I want a new baseball. Richie Arredondo, the home plate umpire, says, you got it. Beltre 0 for 2. Struck out in the first, popped out to second base in the third. McMillan with set in the pitch. Manny takes a slider for a called strike, and it's 0-1. This is McMillan's second outing this week. In the first one, he threw two scoreless innings with two strikeouts, no walks. From the third base side, he throws, and Beltre fouls it straight back. And it's 0-2. Bright sunshine beating down on the Lecom Park infield. That very dark-colored dirt started the game black as it was watered down. Now it's a little closer to brown. The mound is a lighter color. So are the batter's boxes, usually. Not today, though, for whatever reason. 0-2. Beltre takes down in the dirt, and the ball pops by Alfonso. Both runners move up 90 feet. Toman down to third, Arnold up to second. And now a single could score two. Blue Jays already leading 3-0. They've played so many close games, there's something to be said for a lopsided win every once in a while, especially for the pitching staff. Gives them some rest. Those high-stress pitches put a little more tax on the arm. Now the 1-2. Beltre pops it up on the infield towards the second baseman Zapata. He calls for it, makes the two-handed grab head high to end the inning. Blue Jays strand two in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Score remains 3-0 DJs on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same? Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It's the Blue Jays 3 and the Marauders nothing as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. As Connor Oliver, the starter for Bradenton, hustles down to the bullpen, we pause as Stanifer, Blue Jays starter, climbs on the mound. Pitching with that three-run lead, he's faced the minimum. He's only allowed one base runner on a hit-by-pitch. First pitch to Kiner Delgado, the leadoff man. He takes a violent hack and a miss. And it's 0-1. Delgado was that only base runner. On the first pitch of the game, he was hit. 0-1. Swing and a foul tip into Edward Duran's mitt. And it's 0-2. That would be the first pitch of the game from Stanifer. He's got 5 strikeouts. No walks. Toes the rubber. Holds the leather in front of his face. Into his motion. The 0-2. Delgado flies it into center. Arias coming in. The shortstop Beltre's got no idea where it is. And the left fielder Joseph comes in for the catch in shallow center. Rather, that was the shortstop Tolman. Tolman looked up into the sun and couldn't see the ball. That probably would have been Joseph's ball anyways, but Tolman certainly would have been out there if he kept track of it. No less, it's out number one. That brings up Omar Alfonso. Blue Jays lead 3-0, bottom four. Stanifer rocks and fires. And the first pitch pops Duran's mid for a called strike. 0-1. Alfonso struck out, swinging back in the first. Stanifer in a good rhythm. Kicks and delivers. Alfonso lines it into shallow center. That drops down for Bradenton's first hit. So Stanifer carries a no-hitter through 3 1/3. But it's Omar Alfonso, the Marauders' leading hitter, who picks up the first knock. Brings up Eddie Rodriguez. 3-0 Jays, bottom four. Rodriguez struck out, swinging back in the first offer. Swing and a foul tip off Edward Duran's mask. Richie Arredondo will give him a minute. Walks a new baseball out to Stanifer. And Duran says, I'm all good. So we carry on. Stanifer from the stretch for just the second time today. 0-1 misses up. 1-1. We'll see how Gage adapts here. Sometimes some pitchers struggle going from the windup to the stretch, especially after a prolonged period just going from the wind. 1-1. Pops Duran's mitt. But it misses outside on a fastball, 2-1. Stanifer sets below the belt and comes home, and Rodriguez takes a called strike on the inside corner and instantly challenges. And the call is reversed to a ball. So it's 3-1. Stanford's got to be careful here. Hitters count to Rodriguez. The pitch misses outside. That's ball four. So it's back-to-back base runners here with one out in the home fourth. Blue Jays protecting a 3-0 lead. And here's Axial Plaz. We mentioned earlier that Stanford was a native of Indianapolis. Today is big day for the folks in Indy. Of course, the Indy 500. Every Memorial Day weekend Sunday. First pitch to Plaz is skied into shallow right. Aponte sprinting in. Arnold, the second baseman, out. It's Aponte who gets there and makes the catch. Called off Arnold at the last minute. That's out number two. There's Shailene Polanco. Unfortunately, we did not get Stanifer's pick to win the Indy 500. It's just one of those things that everybody from Indianapolis is really proud of. I saw an interview with Mike Tirico, NBC Sports broadcaster. He kind of compared it to the Kentucky Derby in that sense. First pitch to Polanco, misses down and away. It's 1-0. So in addition to the national anthem before the Indy 500, of course, Back Home Again in Indiana is always sung. 1-0. Polanco takes in. 2-0. So how many states can say that they've got their own anthem of sorts? Probably not many. Stanifer sets and fires. Polanco fouls it straight back. 2-1. Gage trying to keep it 3-0 Blue Jays. Bottom of the fourth inning. The Blue Jays win today. They earn a series split. The Marauders win. They take the set. They lead it 3-2. 2-1. Wave and a miss from Polanco. Good sinker on the outside edge. 2-2. Polanco calls time, steps out of the box, wearing long black socks with his rolled up home white pants. Staniford trying to strand two base runners. He sets and chucks. And Polanco swings and misses. A foul tip into Duran's mitt. And Gage Staniford is making the folks back in his Indiana home proud today. 6 strikeouts for the righty and 4 shutout innings for the second straight start. Blue Jays still lead it 3-0. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Garrett McMillan gets 2 outs in the fourth inning, and then Bradenton goes back to the bullpen here to open the fifth. It's Mike Walsh, a 6'2" right-hander, another Illinois native. A lot of Midwesterners in today's ball game here in the Florida State League. Walsh pitching as the Marauders trail the Blue Jays 3-0. Top of the fifth inning. Face Aponte, Arias, and Duran. Starting with Joan Helaponte, and the first pitch is screamed foul over the palm trees on the first base side of the ballpark. And it's 0-1. Aponte 0-4-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Walsh with a long wind in the pitch. Misses up and in. Glanced Aponte on the shoulder. It's a hit by pitch to open the fifth. Sinker at 94, didn't sink. Brings up Victor Arias with a man on. Numbers on Walsh this year are good in a small sample size. 4 appearances, 2.25 ERA. He's thrown 4 innings, so that's 1 earned run across those 4. Arias strides into the left side. Blue Jays trying to add to their 3-0 lead. They scored all 3 of their runs in the third inning on 3 hits. Walsh from the stretch, first pitch. He is in there for a called strike. Slider slung in there at 86. Arias had an RBI single as a part of that third inning. Flight out to center in the first. Pitch to him. He swings and misses on a slider downstairs. Quickly 0-2. We mentioned the netting that protects the press box and the luxury suites. There are 2 of them here at Leacock Park. Time called by Walsh. He steps off the rubber. So usually when balls are fouled up into the net, they just roll right down back onto the field or into the seats. There is 1 ball sitting on the net. 0-2. Arias chops it foul at home plate off of Omar Alfonso off his hand. He hits the deck and then gets up and shakes it off. He's all right. The thing that's somewhat concerning about that ball is it's right on the edge of the net, so if a ball gets fouled off into the screen, that ball could fall right down. It's right above the Blue Jays dugout. So more likely than not, that ball's going to fall into the Blue Jays dugout on the third base side at some point or another. Everybody keep their helmets on down there. 0-2 is a called strike three on the back door. Arias wants a challenge. Slider on the outside edge, and the call is overturned. So the Blue Jays keep that challenge. I believe they have all three left. Still getting used to keeping track of all those challenges. Count is 1-2 on Arias. With bright gold batting gloves. He waits for the 1-2. And takes down. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 3-0 Jays, top of the fifth. Aponte on first base, no outs. Shortstop Delgado shaded directly behind the second base bag. 2-2. Arias chops it foul at home plate. It bounced fair, then rolled foul. And Omar Alfonso let it roll, trying to get it back fair, and it didn't. Still 2-2. Arias batting with sunglasses on. Readjusts those batting gloves. He's all over the map with those colors. He's got a neon green base runner's mitt. Wearing a red elbow guard. 2-2. Arias checks his swing, and he went, according to Richie Arredondo. So that's strike three, but the ball got past Alfonso, and Aponte moves up to second base. So Arias down on strikes for out number one. Blue Jays are the man in scoring position now, though, for Edward Duran, who ripped an RBI double his first time. That was in that third inning rally. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch from Walsh. Misses low and away. It's 1-0. Walsh drafted by the Buccos out of Yale. Ninth round in 2022. Sharp cookie. 1-0. Duran takes outside on a fastball. 93 on the gun. 2 balls, no strikes. As the sun beams down on Lecom Park. Starting to get a little toasty. Temperature at 90 degrees now. 2-0. Duran takes called strike. Slider at the knees. Makes it 2-1. Duran with a wide set stance. Ready for the 2-1 pitch. And he comes up empty. On a slider buried low and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gotta imagine those blue tops aren't the coolest uniforms on a day like today, but hey, anything for a win. 2-2. Duran jumps out of the way. On a curveball that missed inside. Runs it full, 3-2. Duran with that strikeout in the second, a rare one. That puts his strikeout total even with his walk total. That means he's due for a walk. Let's see if he gets it here. The payoff pitch is a bounding ball back to the mound. Walsh jumps, snags it, runs halfway to first, and flips there for the out. Nice play from Walsh, who jumped a little bit early. Had to use full extension to bring that ball back down with the glove. But he got the job down for a 1-3 put out. Aponte moves from second to third. Blue Jays with a run 90 feet away for Alexis Hernandez. He's 0-1 with a walk today. 3-0 Jays, top of the fifth. First pitch. It is a called strike. Slider at the knees, makes it 0-1. The wind is swirling a little bit now, blowing towards left for the first time all week. 0-1. Hernandez fouls a high fastball straight back. And it's 0-2. Walsh, the long-haired righty, paces back to the mound. Adjusts his cap. Scoops up the rosin bag and now tosses it back down. Hernandez back into the box. Walsh has the sign and the 0-2. Hernandez reaches out and rolls it. Foul on the first base side. He shakes his head as he strides back towards the box. Still 0-2. Alexis taps both sides of the plate, adjusts his helmet, sways the bat back and forth. Black piece of lumber brings it up to his shoulder as Walsh sets the belt and fires. And misses low and away. One ball and two strikes. Alexis has driven in 9 runs out of the season. 3 of them came last night. The 1-2. He pops it up towards the line into right. Rodriguez over. Does he have room? He does not. It's into the screen. Youngster runs all the way over there. He wants that foul ball. And it's tossed into center field instead. Disappointment. I imagine that youngster will get a ball before this ball game's over. Wandering around the concourse with his glove. Doesn't have a ton of competition today. He's got a little bit. As Omar Alfonso heads out to the mound to talk things over. So Walsh now ready for the next 1-2. And Hernandez reaches out, bloops it down the line and right. Long run for Rodriguez. He slides on the line and makes the catch. That could have saved a run right there. It's an F9 for out number 3. Blue Jays leave Duran on third base. Score remains 3-0 as we're on to the home half of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. We cruise right along to the home half of the fifth inning in Bradenton. Blue Jays lead 3-0 in the series finale, and Gage Stanifer is back out for the fifth inning. He'll face us Merlin Valdez to start. First pitch. It's a high fly ball into center. Left fielder Joseph doesn't have any idea where it is. Now Arias, the center fielder, does, and backpedals to make the catch. There have been a few pop-ups today that have gone pretty high up, where at least one Blue Jays defender just sticks their arms out as if to say, I don't have it. Hopefully you do. And Arias did there for an F8. How about Gage Stanifer today? New season high in innings pitched with that first out, 4 1/3. First pitch to McGuire. Misses down. It's 1-0. Gage on just 52 pitches so far. Should have some leash left. 1-0 pitch. McGuire crushes it deep to right. Forget it. It's gone. There goes the shutout. A sinking fastball gets launched over the bullpen's out and right. Solomon McGuire with home run number 4 this season. Long ball makes it 3-1. Brings up Javier Rivas with the bases empty. They always say, solo homers won't kill you. They won't, especially here. First pitch to Rivas misses up. And it's 1-0. So just one of those things you got to flush if you're Gage Stanifer. Still twirling a gem here with 6 strikeouts. He winds and delivers the 1-0. Rivas fouls it off. 1-1. Rivas 0-1 with a flyout. Out to right field. That was in the 3rd inning. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Gage reaching back for a little extra oomph on that fastball, as evident by the loud pop. Here's his 1-2. Rivas takes outside by a hair. Duran wants a challenge, and the call is upheld. Blue Jays lose a challenge. I believe the Jays have 2 challenges left now. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Rivas. Stanifer with bright blue cleats, kicks and deals. And Rivas goes fishing for a slider and comes up empty. 7 strikeouts for Gage Stanifer today. A new season high and a season high 4 2/3 innings. Brings up Wesley Zapata. 3-1 in the top of the 5th. Rather, bottom of the 5th. Zapata 0-1 with a looking strikeout. He squares to bunt. Bunts it down the 3rd baseline. It's a good one. Stanifer lets it roll and it stays fair. It's a bunt single for Wesley Zapata. We've been talking about those bunts those last 2 nights. Best one we've seen all week right there. Brings up Kiner Delgado. Top of the order here. Got to be careful. Blue Jays leading 3-1. Bottom 5. First pitch. Delgado takes in the dirt. Nice scoop from Duran. There's some stretching out in the Blue Jays bullpen, but nothing imminent. This is Stanifer's inning to finish. He'll likely be done after this. He sets below the belt, checks the runner, and goes. And Delgado rips it foul. First base side, 1-1. Delgado, a top 30 Pirates prospect. Sent over from the Yankees in late April. He's lived up to the billing. 1-1 to him. He takes a changeup in. It was close for a ball. 2-1. Got a kick out of reading the scouting report on Delgado on Baseball America's website. They've got him at number 21 in the Pirates system. 2-1. Delgado hops it to second base. Arnold is there. He throws to Feliz, who dashes back to the bag in time for the out. And Gage Stanifer finishes 5 full innings for the first time this season. But the Marauders do get on the board. A solo homer from Solomon McGuire makes it 3-1 as we're through 5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing. Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. So far, so good on this beautiful Sunday for baseball in Bradenton. Blue Jays lead it 3-1. New pitcher on for Bradenton again. It's Carlos Jimenez. 5.06 ERA in 16 innings. He'll face Toman, Arnold, and Feliz. First pitch to Toman. Misses down for a ball. Heater at 96 there. Jimenez takes over for Mike Walsh, who put one batter on in the fifth on a hit-by-pitch, but left him on third. It was Aponte. 1-0. Toman fouls it straight back into the screen. One ball, one strike. So let's get you caught up on the final lines here for Bradenton. As Jimenez is already the fourth pitcher. Don't want to get too far behind. Starter Connor Oliver went 3 2/3. Four hits, three earned, three walks, five Ks. Pitch to Toman, misses out. Two balls, one strike. Garrett McMillan followed with 2/3 of an inning. All zeros on his line. Walsh, one inning. One strikeout, no hits, no runs. 2-1. Toman takes up and outside. Heater at 94. Three balls, one strike. Toman 1-for-2 this afternoon. Singled in the fourth on a blooper to left. Infield playing to pull for him. Jimenez from the stretch with nobody on. Fires. And Toman launches it deep to right. Rodriguez in a dead sprint back. He's at the wall. He's out of room. See ya. Home run for Tucker Toman. Tucker's fourth long ball this year and his first in just shy of a month. His first bomb since April 27th. Makes it 4-1 Jays in the sixth. It's a sweet swing from Toman. Got up into the wind. You knew it was gone. First pitch to Arnold. It is a called strike, and it's 0-1. So the Blue Jays respond after Solomon McGuire belted his solo homer to get the Marauders on the board in the bottom of the fifth. A one pitch. Arnold takes down and outside. One ball, one strike. Bryce grounded out in the second inning and then walked in the fourth. Jimenez sets the chest and deals home. Arnold pops it up behind home plate, and it's out of play. One ball, two strikes. Well, based on how well Toman was hitting lately, you figured that he was due. And there it was. Blue Jays playing a lot of long ball here this week. 1-2 pitch to Arnold. He comes up empty on a curveball. He's down on strikes for out number one. So Jimenez bounces back from the homer with a strikeout. Brings up Christian Feliz. So with that homer for the Blue Jays, they have now belted a homer in 12 of their last 14 games. And now nine players have homered in that stretch. First pitch to Christian. Misses up and away. One ball, no strikes. Feliz has three homers in that stretch. Honestly, it might be four. Getting hard to keep track. Got eight overall on the year. Blue Jays lead 4-1 in the sixth. The pitch. Christian swings and misses. One ball, one strike. Feliz rests the bat on his shoulder, wide set stance, 1-1 to him, is popped up out of play at third base side. That's 1-2. The thing for Feliz that has been the most impressive this month isn't exactly the homers, but it's the plate approach. It has really come along. And only the first 2 months of the year, imagine where it'll be maybe in July or August. 1-2. Christian watches a curveball upstairs, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And of course, it's still not as refined as you'd like it to be, as evidenced by his strikeout back in the third inning. He chased a 58-footer and a curveball out in front of the plate, but that'll happen on occasion. 2-2. Feliz with a roller towards the middle. Zapata, the second baseman, ranges over towards the bag, loops it over to first in time. So Feliz is out number 2. The bases are empty for Gene Joseph. Kai Peterson is warming up for the Blue Jays out in the left field bullpen. He's had a rough go of it. But today could be the day he turns it around. Great thing about baseball, any day could be the day he turned it around. Blue Jays on top 4-1, looking for a second straight win to close this set. Right-hander on right-hander. Joseph steps in. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. First pitch. He takes a fastball at 97 outside. That's 1-0. Some good velo in this Bradenton bullpen. A few guys that can touch 98, including Jimenez. 1-0. Joseph flares it into shallow center. McGuire can't get it. Down for a hit. Gene Joseph swinging it hot again today. Back to his hitting ways after a cool week. Two-hit game for him in the ninth spot. That brings up Manny Beltre with 2 outs in the top of the sixth. Blue Jays with a run in here, leading 4-1. Thanks to the Toman homer. Beltre 0-for-3. He's trying to get back in the hit column. Righty on righty. And the first pitch. Manny jumps out of the way. Fastball inside for a ball. So it appears that Gage Stanifer's day is done. His tentative final line, pretty good. 5 innings, 7 strikeouts, 1 earned run on 3 hits. 1-0, a fake from Joseph and a bobble from Omar Alfonso on the pump fake. 2 balls, no strikes. And Stanifer did that on just 64 pitches, so maybe his day isn't done. Last week, he threw 4 innings on 65 pitches, 2-0. Beltre takes low and in near the shoe tops. 3 balls, no strikes. And those 65 pitches were a season high, and considering that 5 innings from Stanifer today is also a season high, that tells us he's probably done. Peterson slowing his warm-up tosses in the pen. 3-0 pitch. Beltre takes outside. He draws a walk. Moves Joseph up to second base. Back-to-back 2-out base runners for the Jays. Men on first and second for Joan Helaponte. And Matt Ford, the pitching coach, wants a word. Jimenez walks around the mound. As the Blue Jays are in front 4-1, Bradenton trying to not let this one get away. So with that walk for Manny, his on-base streak is up to 12 games, season high for him, and the longest active on-base streak for the Blue Jays right now after Gene Joseph's 19-game stretch was snapped earlier this week. Now Richie Arredondo, the home plate umpire, joins the party. He says, all right, fellas, I've got a tee time coming up at about 3:30. Let's get the show on the road. Golf courses are probably packed this week. Beautiful weather. It is a little hot, but who cares? Ball game is a good place to be. Blue Jays with men on first and second base. They lead 4-1, two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Ponte in the box. He's reached twice. 0-for-1, first pitch. He takes a called strike on a fastball at the knees, and it's 0-1. Aponte wants a challenge, and the call is upheld. So the Blue Jays have one left. Richie Arredondo points one finger over to the Blue Jays bullpen. It was the pointer finger. 0-1. Aponte pops it up out of play on the first base side. He's behind 0-2. Aponte walked in the third. He was hit with a pitch in the fifth. Four runs on six hits for the Jays. One run on three hits for the Marauders. Jimenez hunches over, gathers the sign, sets above the letters and throws. And Aponte comes up empty on the high fastball. He's down on strikes to end the inning. Blue Jays threaten with two outs. They don't score then, but they do score to open the inning as Tucker Thoman belted a solo homer. Blue Jays now lead it 4-1. Kai Peterson coming on for the bottom of the sixth when we return on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark, or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch me now.
After the best start of the year from Gage Stanifer, five innings, seven strikeouts, just one run on three hits, Kai Peterson is on out of the Blue Jays bullpen. He'll square off against 2-3-4 in Bradenton's order as the Jays lead 4-1. First pitch misses low and away, not close. It's 1-0. Peterson has struggled mightily here in the month of May after an excellent April. Trying to get back on track here today. 1-0. Fastball close but down. Two balls, no strikes. So Peterson here this month has made six appearances, thrown 5 2/3 innings, and let up 11 earned runs. 2-0. Alfonso takes outside. Very close again, but ball three. So Peterson's ERA overall this year is ballooned to 8.22. His 3-0 misses low for ball four. Alfonso with a patient at bat. All takes there. It's a four-pitch walk. Brings up Eddie Rodriguez with a man aboard. No outs in the bottom of the sixth. Rodriguez comes in 0-for-1 with a walk, first pitch. That's a called strike on a sinker on the inside corner. And it's 0-1. Got to feel like somewhat of a relief for Peterson to get that strike call after a four-pitch walk. It would for anybody. He sets in a closed stance and tosses the 0-1. Rodriguez with a wave and a miss on a fastball. Just like that, it's 0-2. Peterson, when he's at his best, is nasty. I'd go as far to say is sneakily one of the best relievers in the league. Obviously, he's not been that guy this month. Really deceptive delivery can be a weapon against left-handed hitting. Opponents hitting just 196 against him still. Long pause. And the 0-2. Rodriguez takes a called strike three. He does challenge it, and the call is confirmed. Granted, it looks different down there, but up here, that looked like a no-brainer. Fastball in the upper half of the zone. Rodriguez caught looking. He's out number one. First strikeout for Peterson. There's Axel Plaz. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. Blue Jays lead 4-1, bottom six. Alfonso off first. First pitch misses high for a ball. Plaz 0 for 2 with two flyouts to right to Aponte. Peterson sets on the third base side, kicks and deals, and Plaz takes a home run hack and comes up empty. Missed the sinker there. 1-1. Plaz has home run pop. He hasn't hit for average so far in a short tenure with Bradenton. The pitch has popped up into shallow center. Arnold, the second baseman, out, makes a reaching, running catch with a dive at the end. Well, both outfielders, Arias and Joseph, got a very bad break on that ball. And Arnold ended up on the grass, on his belly, in left center field. Had to cover a ton of ground, but it's out number two. Scored a P4. Alfonso back to first, and here's Shailene Polanco. First pitch. He thought about going around on a curveball, but he didn't. Missed low and outside for ball one. 4-1 DJs, bottom six. Peterson with the set and the offer. Polanco takes just outside. Fastball at 93, and it's 2-0. Peterson, the former junior college pitcher, drafted by the Blue Jays last year, native of California. 2-0. Polanco takes off the outside corner again. Good pitch from Peterson, just couldn't get in the zone. 3-0. Got to be careful here against Polanco. Wouldn't surprise me to see him swing, and the 3-0 pitch is a called strike. The lower reaches of the zone. Polanco looks to the dugout, taps his helmet as if to say, should I challenge? And Richie Arredondo shakes his head no. Too late. So now the 3-1 pitch on the way. Misses up and in, and that's ball four. Second walk of the inning issued by Peterson, so it's two on with two out for Esmerlin Valdez. And a three-run ball game. Bottom of the sixth. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. First pitch to Valdez is in there for a called strike. Knee-height fastball, it's 0-1. Peterson trying to keep the score right where it is. 4-1 Jays. Valdez 0-2 on the flyout and a strikeout. The kick and the pitch. Called strike two. Same pitch, same result, it's 0-2. Peterson a strike away from getting out of this inning, stranding two. Would be a big development for him and what's been a really tough stretch. He's got the sign. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Blew the fastball by in the upper half of the zone, and Peterson strikes out two in a scoreless sixth inning. He works around two walks. Blue Jays still lead it 4-1 as we're on to the seventh. the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Starting to get late in Bradenton. Blue Jays on top, 4-1. Three runs in the third, and then a solo homer from Tucker Thoman in the sixth. Blue Jays' sixth home run this week in six games. Carlos Jimenez back out for Bradenton, trying to keep it 4-1 Jays. That'll be Arias, Duran, and Hernandez trying to add insurance for Dunedin. Starts with Victor Arias, who's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored and an RBI. First pitch. The lefty takes low and outside for ball one. Glad you're with us on your Sunday, part of your holiday weekend. Of course, Memorial Day, a bit of a somber holiday. 1-0 to Arias. Misses up. Two balls, no strikes. So, of course, please remember that as you go about your weekend festivities today and tomorrow. And the reason for our holiday, those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. 2-0 on Arias. He comes up empty on a changeup. Two balls, one strike. Jimenez laid up that solo bomb to Thoman last inning and then worked out of a jam. Left men on first and second. 2-1. Arias watches a fastball up. Three balls, one strike. Arias in his slightly open stance. Hitters count here. The 3-1 pitch is hammered foul. I don't know if it was Arias or the dugout that made a noise. He knew he got a pitch to hit, but ultimately was just out in front of it. Four-seam fastball at 95. That was a cookie. Three and two. Jimenez leans in, gathers the sign, and delivers the payoff. Arias with a comebacker back to the mound. Jimenez leans back, gloves it, flips underhand to first in time for the out. 1-3, Arias set down, and here's Edward Duran as the Blue Jays lead. 4-1 in the seventh. Duran 1-for-3 with a double. That was in the third. Drove in a run. First pitch to the righty. A breaking ball called strike. Lower half of the zone. It's 0-1. I don't think he loved the call, but the Blue Jays are going to keep their last challenge in their back pocket. Understandably so. The pitch. Duran takes downstairs. One ball, one strike. Fastball at 97. 1-1. All the folks who came for first pitch have pretty much stuck around, as far as we know. 1-1. Breaking ball called strike on the inside edge. Makes it 1-2. Good amount of fans in the first base grandstand in the shade. It's one of the nice features here at Lee Comp Park. You got shade on both sides of the diamond under home plate. Most seats are covered. There are 5 rows of seats that aren't covered in front of the concourse. And then there's a set of bleachers on both sides that aren't covered either. 1-2. Duran wipes out on a curveball. He swings and misses, drops to a knee. He's down on strikes for out number 2 in the 7th inning. 2 up, 2 down for Carlos Jimenez, and here's Alexis Hernandez. Third strikeout for Jimenez. And an inning in 2/3. Hernandez comes in 0-2. He did walk back in the 2nd inning. First pitch. He checks his swing on a fastball down. He didn't go. 1-0. 4-1 Jays in the 7th inning. Almost time to stretch it out. Hernandez in a wide stance. Moves his front foot up and down. Waits on the 1-0. And takes down again. 2 balls, no strikes. Lee Comp Park has been around for over 100 years. It's 101 years old. But it almost didn't get to this point. Once called McKechnie Field, 2-0. Hernandez takes called strike, 2-1. So after the Pirates were lured here to Bradenton to play at this ballpark, and eventually build up Pirate City, their spring training facility down the road. The stadium wasn't in great shape. 2-1. Hernandez fouls it back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So back in the 70s and 80s, the field was in much worse condition. It's very well kept now. Stadium was falling apart in parts. And so it was kind of on the ropes. 2-2. Misses high and outside. Runs it full, 3-2. So players and coaches alike were very vocal with their criticism of McKechnie. And specifically, Whitey Herzog had some pointed words. Of course, the legendary skipper. For the Royals at that time in the 70s, he said, "It's the closest thing to a cow pasture I've seen." Payoff pitch. Misses upstairs. That's ball 4. Hernandez works his 2nd walk of the ball game. Blue Jays have a 2-out base runner in the 7th. Hernandez with a hard 90 down to first. Brings up Tucker Thoman, who homered against Jimenez last inning. Blue Jays trying to add to their 4-1 lead. Top of the 7th inning. Thoman with that homer, a sweet swing and an even sweeter bat drop. He knew he got all of it. So further on in the 80s, field didn't improve much. And then Dave Parker had some pointed words that were a little more famous than Herzog's. First pitch, there goes Hernandez. Pitch misses up, throw down is not in time. Alexis swipes 2nd base. That's his 12th this year, team high. Blue Jays are the man in scoring position for Tucker, who's 2-for-3. So Dave Parker said playing at McKechnie Field was the closest thing he's ever played in to a potato patch. Thoman with a comebacker off the mound to the shortstop Delgado. He gloves it, throws to first, and Plaz drops it. He dropped the ball. Thoman is safe. Oh, the ball was in Plaz's mitt, and it popped out. So that'll be an E3. Hernandez moves to third, and the inning keeps on going for Bryce Arnold. Plaz dropped that ball like a hot potato. So it's men on the corners for Bryce Arnold, who's 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch to him. Misses inside. That ball pops out of Alfonso's mitt. Well, these guys could use some sticky stuff. Well, unfortunately for them, it's now much more enforced in today's game. And now Jimenez calls time. He says, I need to tie my shoe. Hernandez on third, Tomin on first. After the E3. Keiner Delgado, the shortstop, does get the assist there. Doesn't make it much better, though. 1-0 pitch. Arnold takes a called strike. 1-1. Blue Jays 4, Marauders 1 in the 7th. Looks like Kai Peterson is going to get a second inning here in the bottom of the 7th. Pause in the pitch to Bryce. There goes Tomin from first. Pitch misses down and away. Throw down to second. Glances off the second baseman Zapata's mitt. And Hernandez scores with ease from third base. Blue Jays tack on. It's 5-1. Zapata didn't even move towards the bag to cover. Fell asleep. So now it's a 4-run lead. Tomin swipes his way into scoring position. Another base hit can make it a 6-run game. Arnold struck out in the 6th against Jimenez. The reliever sets below the chin, delivers. Arnold takes low and in. Fastball makes it 3-1. No action out in the Bradenton bullpen. This is Jimenez inning to get out of, even though he should be out of it by now. With that error on Plaz on a routine 6-3 putout. 3-1. Misses outside. That's ball 4. Another walk for Bryce Arnold. That's his 8th this week. And it's 2 on with 2 out for Christian Feliz, who could really bust this ball game open. Blue Jays already lead it 5-1. They've scored in back-to-back innings now. Feliz 0 for 3. Struck out twice and grounded out once. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. 5-1, top of the 7th. And the first pitch. Feliz takes outside, ball 1. Infield playing to dead pull for Feliz. Shortstop Delgado straight up the middle. Zapata in the hole at second. Plaz off the line at first. The pitch. Feliz swings and misses. Good change up there. One ball, one strike. Jimenez gathers the sign from Alfonso, sets and goes, and Feliz comes up empty on the change up. Fooled him again. 1-2. Jimenez trying to end this long top of the 7th inning for Bradenton, trying to get it to the stretch. Christian wants to keep it going. Jimenez sets with a bend to the knees and deals and misses outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's in a slightly closed stance these days. Is ready for the 2-2 offer, and it's on the way. He takes a called strike 3 on a changeup inside. Christian not happy about it. No challenge, and the inning is over. But not before the Blue Jays add another run. Alexis Hernandez trots home on a double steal, and the Blue Jays now lead it 5-1. Time to stretch at Lee Comp Park. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays had a run to their lead. It's now 5-1 as we're all stretched out in Bradenton. Blue Jays lead it over the Marauders. First pitch to Solomon McGuire misses low and away. And it's 1-0. Series finale here today. Blue Jays scored three times in the third, once in the sixth, once in the seventh. Kai Peterson back out for a second inning of work. 1-0 pitch to McGuire. Breaking ball called strike at the knees. And it's 1-1. McGuire blasted a solo homer in the fifth. Bradenton's only run and their only damage against Gage Stanifer in five strong innings. 1-1. Paints the outside edge, called strike. And it's 1-2. Peterson got into a little bit of trouble last inning, but worked out of it. Two strikeouts, two walks in the frame. He sets and delivers. And McGuire takes it. Called strike three. Ring him up. Third punch out today for Kai Peterson, and there's one down in the home seven. Here's Javier Rivas, who's 0 for 2 today. First pitch, fouled straight back. Into the screen, it's 0-1. The pitch, called strike at the knees. Fastball up to 93. Peterson really settling in nicely here in this seventh inning. Looking for back-to-back punch outs to open this frame. Here's the 0-2. It's popped up down the right field side. It fades. Foul. Bounces just shy of the barrier between the field and foul ground. Now the next 0-2 from Peterson. Rivas with a hesitant swing and a miss on a slider. He knew he shouldn't have swung, but boy, did he. Three straight strikeouts for Peterson now. Four punch-outs on the outing. Two up, two down in the seventh. Here's Wesley Zapata. Peterson trying to make quick work of this lower third of the lineup. Blue Jays on top 5-1, bottom seven. First pitch. Zapata with a rip and a miss. Zapata singled in the fifth, struck out in the third. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Fastball upstairs. 0-2. No immaculate inning at stake here, in case you're wondering. Peterson's 0-2 offer on the way. Is fouled off. We'll do it again.
Come on, Connor, let's go.
Zapata's single in the fifth was a bunt single. Beltrape was playing in. Now he's moved back. The 0-2. Misses high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Peterson with the delivery that kind of emulates Josh Hader's. The twist in the offer. Here's the 1-2. Misses low and in near the shoot tops. Two balls, two strikes. Zapata batting from the right side here. Against the southpaw, Peterson. 2-2 offer. Is popped up. Foul ground, first base side, fading into the seats. Skips off the dugout roof into some unsuspecting fans' laps. Sitting in the shade on the first base side. Now one fan has an ice-cold beer in one hand and a foul ball in the other. Looks like a group of four older folks sitting in the second row. They pass it down the line. Do you want it? No. Do you want it? Pass it down, pass it down. Now it ends up with the youngster. 2-2. Fouled off. Over those folks' heads, out of play. Still 2-2. Righty getting loose for the Jays. Trying to see who it is. Maybe Jordan Powell. 2-2. Zapata pulls it towards the hole at third. Beltre scoops it up, throws off balance to first. In time, on the money. And it's a 1-2-3, bottom of the seventh for Kai Peterson. We cruise along to the eighth inning. Blue Jays still lead at 5-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays enjoying their Sunday so far as we go to the eighth. Dunedin in into the net. Covering the seats behind home plate. 0-1. Aponte's reached twice and struck out twice. Walking a hit by pitch. The pitch is slapped into right at Eddie Rodriguez. He moves one step to his right and makes the catch. Ponte's out number two. Brings up Victor Arias. Blue Jays have scored for a third straight inning. They now lead 6-1. Top of the eighth. Arias 1-for-4, first pitch. He takes off the outside edge on a changeup for a ball. Arias had an RBI single in the third that started the scoring today. The pitch. He comes up empty on a home run hack. He wanted to join the party. could blame them? Blue Jays have homered a ton here this week, twice today. Made it look like a wiffle ball field here these last few days. 1-1. Ground ball towards the middle. Late break from the shortstop, Delgado. A field spins, throws to first in time. That was a beauty. Delgado got a late break on the ball, but he still made the play. And that ends the inning. But not before the Blue Jays get another run of insurance with one swing of the bat. Solo shot from Manny Beltre. Makes it 6-1. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Jordan Powell coming on for the Jays after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection. 6-1, DJs, thanks to a homer from Manny Beltre that pushed the lead up to 5 last half inning. So we go to the bottom of the 8th, and the first pitch from Jordan Powell to Kiner Delgado is fouled off, and it's 0-1. Jordan Powell, the knuckler, deals, and Delgado takes a called strike, lower half of the zone. It's 0-2. Delgado 0-for-2, was hit with a pitch in the first pitch he saw today against Gage Stanifer. He's in line for the win. Stanifer with 5 strong innings, 1 run, 7 punch outs. Powell with the set and the 0-2. A knuckleball misses out in front of the plate. 1-2. This is Powell's second appearance this week. First one, he pitched 2/3 of an inning. Walked 2, struck out 2. The 1-2 pitch, check swing, he went. Delgado flings his arms in the air. Not happy, but he's out number 1 in the 8. Bradenton with just 1 run today. They trail 6-1 in the 8th. The run was on a solo homer from Solomon McGuire in the 5th. First pitch to Alfonso. The lefty takes low and away for a ball. There's a good chance that these first two batters in the Bradenton lineup aren't with the team the next time the Jays see them. 1-0 called strike. 1-1. Alfonso looks advanced for this level. 1-1, a swing and a miss over a knuckleball. Makes it 1-2. Knuckleball up to 74. That velo has increased for Powell on the knuckleball lately. Looking for a second straight strikeout. The pitch is cut on and missed. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jordan Powell in the bottom of the 8th. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. He's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts and a walk. Checking the box on two of the three true outcomes. First pitch misses low and away. It's 1-0. 6-1 Jays, bottom eight. But to go back on that point on Delgado and Alfonso, 1-0 misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. So a guy like Alfonso is going to hit his way at a single A, hitting 270, 36 games, 2-0, a swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike. He'll be up in Greensboro soon. But as for Delgado, 2-1, a knuckleball misses in by a touch, three balls, one strike. He's also hit very good, smaller sample size, but he's a guy that came over in a trade, more of a priority guy, so he needs to do maybe a little bit less to get called up. 3-1 is a called strike. Runs it full, 3-2. You look at those two guys, and then the rest of Bradenton's lineup, there's a clear difference in terms of bat-to-ball skills, hitting for average, a team that's last in average in the league. Payoff pitch misses in, that's ball four. Bradenton second to last in OPS. They do hit for pop well, but that only gets you so far. There's Axiel Plaz. 6-1 our score, Blue Jays lead. Bottom of the eighth inning, series finale. First pitch. Plaz golfs it into shallow center. It dumps down for a hit. Arias comes in to scoop it up. So a little two-out trouble brewing for Bradenton. After two strikeouts from Powell, back-to-back base runners with two outs. Here's Shailene Polanco. Polanco 0-2 with a walk in the sixth. First pitch to the lefty on the way. Swing and a miss. Over, you guessed it, a knuckleball, 0-1. Powell throws almost exclusively knuckleballs. Will mix in a fastball on occasion. Sits in the upper 80s. 0-1. Knuckleball misses outside. Close, but it's 1-1. Rodriguez on second, Plaza on first. Marauders now with four hits today. 1-1. Polanco watches a knuckleball sail upstairs. Two balls, one strike. A righty warming up for the Jays. That's Felipe Bello. 2-1. Polanco takes high. Three balls, one strike. Powell looks in for the sign from Duran. Trying not to load the bases with two outs, Powell turns and looks Rodriguez back to second. A little bit of a chance for a breath for him. Got to be careful with Polanco. It's one of those all-or-nothing guys. The pitch is fouled off over our heads. Up off the top of the press box, down back onto the field. The pirate hat-shaped press box. At least that's what it looks like to me. Maybe if somebody else looked at it, it would look different. They even put it in the logo of the ballpark, if you look it up online. Payoff pitch to Polanco from Powell. On the way. It's launched high in the air, deep down the right field line, over the bullpen. It's gone. Well, the inning started promising for Jordan Powell with back-to-back strikeouts, but then a walk, a single, and now a three-run homer from Shailene Polanco. Gets the Marauders back into this game. Our new score, 6-4 on a three-run homer from Polanco. That's his fifth this year and second this week. First pitch to Esmerlin Valdez is a called strike, and it's 0-1. That's where that insurance comes into play. You can never have too much on the road. 1-0. Misses up. Two balls, no strikes. They say on those knuckleballs, if it's high, let it fly. If it's low, let it go. And Polanco let it fly. 1-1. Fastball, called strike. 87 there on the outside edge. Makes it 1-2. Valdez hitless today, 0-3. Powell trying to end this eighth inning. The 1-2. Misses low and away on the fastball again. 90 on the heater. Two balls, two strikes. Now the top of the ninth becomes a little bit more important. 2-2. Misses outside. It was close, but now it's full, 3-2. Blue Jays would prefer not to use another arm in this inning as Felipe Bello continues to warm out in the bullpen. He will likely try and close this game out in the ninth. Payoff pitch. Valdez with an awkward swing and a miss on the fastball on the outside edge. And that ends the inning. Powell strikes out three, but he also gives up three. A walk to Rodriguez, a single from Plaz, and the three-run bomb from Shailene Polanco brings Bradenton within two. It's 6-4 going to the ninth. Stick around on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. For you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. As June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. Don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch me now.
Top of the ninth inning, and this is an important half inning for the Blue Jays as their lead is now down to 6-4 over Bradenton. First pitch to Edward Duran is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Shailene Polanco with a three-run homer to bring Bradenton back within two. The pitch misses high and outside. One ball, one strike. Peyton Stumbo back out for his second inning of work. He let up a homer to Manny Beltre last inning. 1-1. Misses in on the curve. Two balls, one strike. That sure didn't sound like a curve based on how loud that pop was from Alfonso Smith. Wind in the 2-1. Beltre, rather Duran, goes around. Three-quarter swing on a fastball that wasn't close to the zone upstairs. So now it's 2-2. Stumbo into his motion, 2-2, misses up. Went back up there. Duran learned his lesson the first time, didn't chase the second time. Now it's full. Stumbo on the far first base side, twists and fires. And Duran takes just inside for a ball. Looks good from here, but a breaking ball missed in, and Edward Duran picks up another walk. Two strikeouts for him today. He figured he was due for a free pass. That's how his season is gone. For those keeping score at home, he now has one more strikeout than he does walks. Here's Alexis Hernandez. First pitch. Has a chopper foul at the plate. 0-1. Blue Jays lead 6-4. They've led for the entire ball game since the third. They scored three runs in that third. They've scored in three straight innings here late. One in the sixth, one in the seventh, one in the eighth. Could use one more in the ninth. Leading by two. 0-1. Hernandez with an aggressive swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Especially with the way the wind is blowing out and how many close games that Bradenton has played and won this year. 18 one-run games. Would love to tack some on here. Stumbo with the pause. Long pause. And the 0-2. That breaker misses down and away. Hernandez doesn't chase. It's 1-2. Alexis has reached twice, both on walks. So he's 0-2 with two flyouts. Stumbo gathers the sign. And fires. Hernandez waits back on a pitch and hits it high in the air. Deep left center. Long run for McGuire. The center fielder is on the track. He makes the catch. Duran chased back to first. Alexis gave it a ride, but not enough. He's out number one. That brings up Tucker Thoman. Six-four ball game in favor of the DJs. Top of the ninth. Thoman having quite the day. First pitch. He takes inside for a called strike. Good change up there, and it's 0-1. Thoman singled in the fourth and then belted his fourth homer this year on a solo shot in the sixth. Reached on an error in the seventh. So he's 2-for-4 on the day. 0-1. He takes called strike at the knees. Curveball evens the count, 1-1. Looks like it's going to be Felipe Bello to try and close this game out. In the bottom of the ninth, bullpen is quiet now, but he threw a good amount of warm-up pitches last half inning. Count is actually 0-2 on Tucker, and the pitch misses in. Snap throw down to first is late. Alfonso trying to pick off his fellow catcher, Duran. 1-2. Thoman settles into his stance, slightly open from the left side. 1-2 is lined into right. Rodriguez charging in. He makes the catch. Duran back to first again. Thoman lines out for out number two, and now it's up to Bryce Arnold. It's the Blue Jays seek insurance in the top of the ninth, leading 6-4. So they've got one run of cushion before a tie. They lead by two. However you want to look at it. Lower third of the order due up for Bradenton in the bottom of the ninth. McGuire, Rivas, and Zapata. First pitch to Bryce. Check swing foul. Ball back into the screen. It's 0-1. Arnold has reached twice on walks today. A lot of walks these last two games of the series. Blue Jays have issued four of them, while Bradenton has issued seven today. 0-1. Arnold takes a called strike on a curve. He's behind 0-2. A reminder back to that lower third of the Marauders lineup. McGuire has homered earlier today. Rivas with some good pop. Zapata we haven't seen much of. Stumbo gazes in for the 0-2 sign. He's got it. And now the 0-2 pitch. Arnold lays off the curve downstairs. 1-2. Blue Jays heading home. They'll play six with St. Lucie next week. Hope you can join us at TD Ballpark. 1-2. Arnold pops it up first base side. Plaz moves back and foul ground. He's called off, and now the ball drops in shallow right. Duran into third safely. Arnold slides into second. What a mistake that was. Axel Plaz was in foul ground. He was camped under it. And then Wesley Zapata, the second baseman, called him off. You could hear the, I got it, I got it, I got it up here. But then he didn't have it. He lost it in the sun. So the inning continues, and here's Christian Feliz, a critical juncture here in this ninth inning. Blue Jays lead by two, and that lead could grow back to four with a base hit here. It's going to be a double for Bryce Arnold. With the assist to the Sun. Don't want to mess with the sun. First pitch to Feliz. As a tapper, first baseline. It rolls on the line. Scooped up by the catcher, Alfonso. He throws to first high, and Plaz didn't come down on the bag in time. Duran scores. Now Arnold dashes home as there's nobody home. Blue Jays scored twice. That lead is back up to four. It's 8-4. And Jim Horner couldn't come out of the dugout faster on the first base side. Bradenton's manager is losing it with the field umpire, Pedro Torres. He wants to get tossed here. Both arms out by his hips, palms to the sky, pointing at first base over and over. Torres trying to explain his vantage point. Plaza was under the impression that Feliz was out, so he wasn't ready to make any sort of other play. But the Blue Jays now lead 8-4. They score for the fourth straight inning. That lead is back to four. You feel a whole lot more comfortable. And considering that Horner didn't get tossed there, that tells me that Pedro Torres thinks he made a mistake. Oh, boy. Well, Blue Jays will take it. Fans letting Pedro Torres have it now, too. I'll have to look at the replay in between innings. First pitch to Joseph. Line drive, shallow center. It's down for a hit. So that last play, an E2 throwing error on Alfonso. That single for Joseph is third hit of the day, by the way. So a two-run error with two outs keeps the inning going. Back-to-back miscues for this Bradenton defense. Four errors for them today. First pitch to Beltre. Back door, called strike on a curveball. So Feliz on second, Joseph on first for the top of the order. Beltre homered his last time in the eighth. That was against Dumbo. 0-1. Beltre pops it foul behind home plate. And it's 0-2. Bayo still not warming up for the Blue Jays out in the bullpen. So maybe Powell will stay out. I don't think that's going to be the case, but only one way to find out. Stay tuned. Show business, we call that a tease. 0-2 to Beltre. His flight into center, routine for McGuire. He comes in, he's under it, makes the catch, and the inning is over, but not before the Blue Jays get two controversial runs of insurance. Two-run score on an error from Omar Alfonso. His throw to first was high. It looked like Plaz came down on the bag, but he was ruled that he didn't, and the Blue Jays scored twice. Blue Jays lead back up to four runs, 8-4. Going to the bottom of the ninth on Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. All right, here we go. It's the bottom of the ninth in Bradenton, and the Blue Jays are three outs away from a series split. They lead 8-4 after scoring two runs in the top of the ninth inning. After Bradenton scored three times in the bottom of the eighth to cut it down to two, and it is Jordan Powell back out to try and close this ball game. 7-8-9 for the Marauders. Those two runs, very controversial, almost got manager Jim Horner tossed. We'll explain the play in a moment. First pitch to McGuire. Misses in on a fastball. And it's 1-0. McGuire belted a solo homer back in the fifth. All four runs coming on homers for the Marauders. Pitch misses low and in. Two balls, no strikes. So that play, Christian Feliz sent a little dribbler that stayed on the first base line. The catcher Alfonso scooped it up. 2-0, misses out. Three balls, no strikes. Alfonso threw to first high. The first baseman Plaz jumped, came back down on the bag in time. 3-0 is in there. Call, no, it's not. Misses up. Leadoff walk for Solomon McGuire to open the bottom of the ninth. Brings up Javier Rivas in a four-run Blue Jays lead. So looking at the replay in between innings, Plaz did come back down on the bag in time, but Feliz was incorrectly ruled safe, and that allowed two runs to score. Runners scoring from second and third. First pitch to Rivas, a swing and a miss. A high knuckleball. 0-1. Gage Stanifer in line for the victory. Five innings of one-run ball, seven punch-outs, 0-1. Rivas lines it into the corner and left, fair. Joseph over to fetch it. It's all the way to the wall. McGuire will get the wave around third. The relay throw to the plate from Toman is late. RBI double for Javier Rivas. Still no outs in the bottom of the ninth. Bradenton gets a run back. It's a three-run ball game. And that'll be all for Jordan Powell. Felipe Bello will come on to try and shut this ball game down after this. As it feels like it's a little tighter again. Blue Jays lead down to three. It's now 8-5 in the bottom of the ninth. Whole lot of scoring late in this ball game. Jordan Powell exits. Bayo enters. We'll keep it right here, and we'll take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard and check out what's going on around the Florida State League on this holiday weekend Sunday. Hot one around the state. A lot of folks probably out on the water. Maybe if you're out on a boat, today would be a fun day. All right, bottom of the seventh inning in St. Lucie. Clearwater leads 7-4. Daytona does not start till 5 Eastern time, hosting Fort Myers. Two final scores in the books. Lakeland wins again, 4-0 over Palm Beach at home. Lakeland takes that series. And Tampa defeats Jupiter over in Jupiter, 5-2. So two games in progress, one game yet to get underway. That's the Florida State League. We've got a moment for the Toronto Blue Jays organization today. We'll save the minor league scoreboard for later. We'll just check in on the big league score. They played nice and early today. Nice, depending on who you ask. Early, no matter what. Oh, my goodness, it's still going. It's 11-11 in the top of the ninth inning in Detroit. That is something. So it's a slugfest in Detroit. The Blue Jays used five runs in the top of the eighth to come back to tie it up. They trailed 5-0 at one point. And then they trailed 8-3. Wow. Excellent comeback effort from the big league club. We'll keep you updated on that one. But here we refocus back at Lecom Park in Bradenton. Felipe Bello is on for the Blue Jays. And maybe you're thinking, hey, that name sounds familiar. You'd be correct, because Bayo has already spent a little bit of time with the Jays so far this year. 24-year-old right-hander has made three appearances. He has not allowed a run. Joined the Blue Jays midway through April, spent about a week and a half with the team, then went back to the Complex League, and now he's back. Sprung into a big spot. No outs, bottom of the ninth. Blue Jays lead 8-5 over the Marauders. Man on second base for Wesley Zapata. First pitch, liner into left. That's down for another hit. Rivas around third. He scores. Joseph bobbles it in the corner, and Zapata's into second standing with a double. This ball game is far from over. That brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Kiner Delgado. With the wind howling out to center, Delgado has two home runs this year. Got to keep that in mind here. First pitch to him. He takes a fastball for a called strike, and it's 0-1. It's fitting that this series would come down to this. It is a white knuckler in Bradenton now. 0-1. Misses inside. One ball, one strike. Fastball at 92 there from Bayo. He's got white cleats with, rather, those are hot pink cleats almost. Bright red with very bright shoelaces, white bottoms. The 1-1. Delgado slaps it through the hole on the left side. Zapata gets the wave around, and now he gets the stop sign. Throw from Joseph to the plate is cut off. The line keeps on moving. Tying run now aboard on first base with no outs. And Omar Alfonso represents the winning run at the plate. Here comes Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, to try and settle things down. And thank goodness for those two insurance runs in the top of the ninth. While we were talking about it last half inning, more times than not, Bradenton has played a very close game this year. Today, no exception. The Blue Jays have led by as many as five. That was in the eight. Now it's down to two. Men on the corners. Meeting is over. No outs for Omar Alfonso. First pitch. Line drive into center. Arias freezes. Comes in. Makes the catch. It's deep enough for Zapata to throw or score. And the throw is cut off. We've got a one-run ball game. Delgado back to first. There's one down. A fan shouts it should be a tie game. Referring to that call on the top of the ninth. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Delgado the tying run on first base. Rodriguez 0-for-2 with two walks, two strikeouts. The pitch has blooped into shallow right. Aponte comes in, makes the catch. Bradenton down to its final out, represented by Axial Plaz. Plaz is 1-for-4 today. Three pop-outs. One single and a run scored last inning. Blue Jays 8, Bradenton 7, bottom of the ninth. First pitch, misses outside, ball 1. That error call, that should have been an out, is now 2-run play looming large. 1-0, sharp ground ball is short. This should do it. Tolman throws to second for the out. That's all she wrote. It got dramatic in the bottom of the ninth, but the Blue Jays hang on for a one-run victory, and they earn a series split on the road in Bradenton. It wasn't pretty, but a win is a win. 8-7 the final score. Bradenton scores three times in the bottom of the ninth inning, but Bayo buckles down, and the Blue Jays win their third game of the week. They split the set 3-3. We'll step aside for a break, come back with the final totals after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. It's a win. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. It's a Blue Jays win today in Bradenton. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. They score 8 runs on 9 hits, no errors, and they leave 11 men on base. For the Marauders, they score 7 runs on 8 hits. The big number, most important perhaps, 4 errors. And they leave 6 men on. The winning pitcher is Gage Stanifer, a hard-earned win for him. That's his first this season. Stanifer threw 5 innings, allowed 1 earned run on a solo homer, Solomon McGuire in the 5th. He walked 1 and struck out 7. The loss goes to Connor Oliver, the starting pitcher for Bradenton. Went 3 1/3 innings, allowed 3 earned runs, walked 3, and struck out 3. The save goes to Felipe Bayo. Got a little dramatic in that ninth inning. Powell ends up charged for 5 earned runs between 3 and the 8th, and then a few in the 9th, 2 in the 9th. Bayo gets charged for 1 run in the 9th, finished that 9th inning, got all 3 outs, and left the tying run on first base to end it. But Bradenton scores 3 times in the bottom of the 9th, just to make it a little bit dramatic, because why not? That's how this week has gone. This one was played in 2 hours and 45 minutes in front of a crowd of 532 at Lecom Park in Bradenton. With the victory, the Blue Jays are 1 game below 500, 22-23, while Bradenton drops to 20-25. Let's look around the out-of-town scoreboard. We already went through the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Let's just check in on that to see if there are any further developments outside of those final scores. It's still 7-4, Clearwater over St. Lucie, top of the 8th. In St. Lucie. So that's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization? Top of the 7th inning, Triple-A Buffalo on top of St. Paul at home. It's 8-2. Bottom of the 4th inning for Double-A New Hampshire. They lead 5-1 over Somerset. Vancouver will wrap up their set with Hillsborough at 4:05 Eastern Time. And for the big league club, we were talking about that one. It is still tied 11-11 now in the bottom of the ninth inning. Tigers have a man in scoring position with one out. So go ahead and tune in to that one while there's still time. Romano is on for the Blue Jays, trying to get that game to extras. Feels like every game is a must-win game lately for the Blue Jays, and that's never a good feeling. And, of course, Memorial Day weekend, a big measuring stick of evaluating where a team is at in the season. Are we good? Are we bad? Are we somewhere in the middle? Are we going to be buyers? Are we going to be sellers? Obviously, that final decision comes in a few months, but for the Blue Jays, you're probably not feeling great about where the team is at. And a win today would help. Obviously, it doesn't solve anything, but it would help. Anyways, back down here in single A, Blue Jays return home next week. They'll take on the St. Lucie Mets. We got a fun week planned. Highlight of the week is on Saturday. It's Cancer Awareness Night at TD Ballpark. We'll have a blood drive. All of our blood donors get free tickets to the game. And we'll have much more. We'll have more details on that throughout the week. Hope you can join us for that. Heck, hope you can join us for all six games. We'll get started on Tuesday night, 6:30, first pitch, Eastern Time at TD Ballpark. Our coverage begins with the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show at 6:15. Starting pitcher is to be determined, as that was Connor O'Halloran's spot in the rotation, in case he missed it yesterday. The Canadian is a Canadian up to High A Vancouver. That about does it for our coverage here this week in Bradenton. For everybody back in Dunedin at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Sunday afternoon. One more time, the final score, the Blue Jays hang on. They win a close one to take a series split 8-7. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.